In a world that's always changing, staying informed is key. That's why you trust First News Now for your latest local news. When it comes to your finances, trust First United Bank for the solutions you need. Whether it's a checking account, home loan, savings goal, or business service, we're here to help you make smart financial decisions. This is Charlie Day, Market Manager at First United Bank, where our team always puts you first. Please stop by to see us today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 498-528.
Good morning from Marion, Kentucky. We have some basketball to get to in just a bit and some local sports, spring sports, track and field is going on. The baseball and softball teams are underway out at Marion Crittenden County Park. But first, I want to tell you about some exciting transportation news. More than a year, Kentucky Highway 295 has been closed at the county line. That's the Crittenden-Lyon County line, where the bridge crosses Livingston Creek. From what I understand from the transportation folks with the state of Kentucky is that a contract has been let and work will begin at some point this spring. It may be closer to the end of spring before the work gets going, but the good news is there's a contractor hired, and maybe we can see some light at the end of the tunnel, or at the end of the bridge, we might say. I know it's been a long, hard year of trying to find an alternative route for a lot of people who travel there in the southern part of Crittenden County, northern part of Lyon County. You know, there's a number of folks who live over around Salem, and they use that for a quick route over to the lakes area. And many who work over in that area in Caldwell County, in Lyon County, down around the lakes, and the folks who go to the lake in the summer. That's kind of a cut-through road down there. It's just a major thoroughfare for the folks in between Dykesburg and Eddyville and beyond. And I know it's been a whole lot of frustration. I've had as many calls and texts about when this is going to get started as anything we've had in a long time, because it is so problematic for those commuters and folks who need to get around that bridge. It's been closed since March of 2024, and it looks like that maybe, you know, I don't know when the work gets going, how long it's going to take. I would say several months. But I'm trying to find out a little more information from the transportation folks, and I'll try to get that in this week's Crittenden Press. But again, the good news, it's getting ready to start here in the next couple of months, maybe. And the State Highway Department has even gone over around Tabor Road in Crittenden County and its companion road over in Lyon County, and they've beefed up the shoulders and tried to improve those roads where so many folks are cutting through. But those little country roads, pig paths, if you will, were not designed to handle the kind of traffic that Kentucky 295 would handle in a typical day. So good news on the horizon. We'll keep our eyes on that. And again, stay tuned to the Crittenden Press as we can bring you more details there, hopefully this week. I've mentioned to you over the last few weeks about the pickleball courts at the Marion Crittenden County Park are getting close to completion on the work there. There's just some finishing up that has to be done, which is very important facets of the construction of those pickleball courts. It's the striping and painting of the surface, the paved surface there, and then there's going to be the nets that will have to be installed so that play can begin. Hopefully that gets going maybe in the next two or three weeks. They should be available for play. But I've got another development out at Marion Crittenden County Park to talk to you about. It's called Gaga Ball. I didn't know what it was when Kim Vince approached me a few weeks back about her local scout troop that's interested in developing a Gaga pit. It's a Gaga ball pit. It's like an octagon type shaped court, if you will, and the sides all around it. And the guys and gals can get in there. It's, you know, mostly for younger folks, but adults could play it too. And you banter around a ball, and supposedly it's really great great activity. They do it a lot, I think, at some of the area church camps. So if you go to some of the church camps, particularly those down around the Lakes area, I think they've been playing Gaga ball for quite some time, but I have to admit it was a new one on me. Work on that, you'll see, getting underway in the next few weeks. Hopefully by spring break, at least some of it will be going, and it may even be done. But it's going to be located by the older, smaller playground area behind the restrooms there by the T-ball baseball field. So if you're a Gaga ball fan, you can thank the Scout Troop, Scout Pack 3030. It's the Arrow Light Den of that Cub Scout Pack. And they're going to be out there doing some work. And we appreciate the Crittenden County Detention Center, who kind of did some prep work there at the site ahead of time, that's going to get the ball rolling, so to speak, on the Gaga ball. So be looking forward to that out at the Marion Crittenden County Park. And speaking of parks, the rates for overnight camping down at the Riverview Park, a lot of the old timers know that as Dam 50. The rates are going up. They, like everything else, like the Crittenden Press has gone up, you know, this month. Everything's going up. And by the way, if you're an electronic subscriber to the Crittenden Press, you will have seen over the last few days that your electronic subscription has also increased. Not quite to the percentage that the single copy issue of the Crittenden Press did, but it has gone up, and you should have gotten some sort of notification by email. And those rates will be effective the next time your subscription renews. If you're on an annual basis, it will not, you know, if you just renewed earlier in March, you will not see that increase until next March. But if you're a monthly subscriber, it will go into effect with your next billing cycle. But back to Riverview Park, the rates are going to go up on all camping, and then some other fees that they charge for if you cancel and such. So those rates, we have an article in the Crittenden Press. You can get all the details for all the different rates and the changes that are going to be taking place, and those go into effect immediately. Now, next week will be spring break for Crittenden County students, but Livingston County will be on break the following week, April 7th through 11th. Now, for Crittenden County students, they have traditionally taken that Monday off when they come back from spring break. But this year, because of some snow that we had, in order to make up a day, I think it's the day, February 21st, I believe, was the day that's got to be made up. The rest of them were NTI days, so they're going to make that day up on April 7th. So there will be school on the Monday following spring break in Crittenden County. And the folks in Livingston, they'll be kicked back somewhere down around the beach, I guess, while Crittenden County folks are getting back to school.
Round 2 Boutique, located at 220 South Main Street in Marion, makes shopping fun and oh so affordable. Check out Round 2 Boutique's new and gently used clothing for adults and children Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Stop in today to take advantage of a buy one, get one free off everything in the store sale. That's 220 South Main Street in Marion.
Well, speaking of Marion businesses, we want to wish a big happy anniversary to Johnson's Furniture and Appliance. Downtown Marion Appliance and Furniture Store is celebrating its 75th anniversary. And they're planning a whole lot of giveaways and some fun stuff and activities, and the customers will really be able to benefit. And these giveaways and such are going to go on for the next 4 weeks, I think. We'll have all those details. We've got a big story in this week's paper we're working on. So read that article to give you an idea of what all they've got planned for the celebration, and excited for Johnson's Furniture and Appliance. Just a centerpiece of the community, great community partners, and we wish them the very best as they move into this period of celebration. And another heads up here for our listeners, big news story kind of starting to develop. Crittenden County Fiscal Court last week discussed how it's going to continue paying for its ambulance service and its 911 center, the dispatching center that's over there at Marion City Hall. The county's responsible for that, and you know, most of you realize that you've had this $36 dwelling fee that's been tacked on to your property tax bills if you reside in a home or any type of dwelling in Crittenden County. Well, the county's looking at changing the structure on how it raises money to support the 911 system, and to make a long story short, they're going to try to kill two birds with one stone, so to speak, and raise a little more money for the ambulance service. Now, what that's going to mean is creating another taxing district. And I know people don't like to hear about a new tax being implemented. The fiscal court will be able to explain all that when they host this special meeting 1 week from today. It's going to be at 6 p.m. out at the county office complex, and they're going to convene in order to determine a course of action to take, and it would take a good bit more action, actually, to get a tax passed. But the way they are presenting it, they believe it will be more equitable for people who live in the county, because as it stands, only the people who live here are currently paying for the 911 center. And the people who are absentee landowners, if you live in Georgia or you live in Connecticut and you own property in Crittenden County and there's not a dwelling on it, you do not pay a fee. So the magistrates believe they can make this a little more palatable, if you will, by spreading it out and allowing those folks who do not live here to participate in paying. So they'll explain everything. There's also an article will be in this week's Crittenden Press that'll get to the finer points of what the folks in Crittenden County can expect as the magistrates look at creating an ambulance tax is what it'll be called, but the way that it's been presented is this ambulance tax will free up some money from the general fund that can be used for the 911 center. So if you're very interested in that, show up out at the fiscal court special meeting on Monday, April 7th at 6 p.m. In local obituaries, Kenneth Kenny W. Hicks, 77, of Marion, Kentucky, passed away on March 19th at Crittenden County Health and Rehab Center. He was a member of Marion General Baptist Church. Gilbert Funeral Home will be in charge of those arrangements. And sports this morning is brought to you by Marion Recycling. Buyers of scrap metal open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., at 3700 Mott City Road. That's Marion Recycling, buying scrap metal right now. In local sports action, the Lady Rocket softball team will be on the field this afternoon against Murray High School. First pitch at 5:30 p.m. And the Lady Rockets dropped a game down at Ballard County Friday night. They were shut out 7-0. That was after winning by 10-run rule on Thursday night over at Mayfield. So the boys' baseball team lost over the weekend to Fort Campbell in a slugfest, 22-19. That was the first time the Rockets had lost to Fort Campbell in 10 years. Now the baseball boys beat Heritage Christian 8-3 on Friday night, and that was right after they had lost on Thursday to Union County. Now the track and field team is in action, and this year's squad will be led by seniors Asa McCord and Mary Martinez. There's a whole host of runners and athletes who are participating in track and field for the Crittenden County High School team. You'll be able to see all of those folks in this week's press with some results. And we have a team picture, so grab your newspaper and see if some of your neighbors or some of your kinfolk maybe is on the track and field team. Now we're going to turn our attention to NCAA basketball, where the Kentucky Wildcats won a big game last night over the Illini of Illinois and punched their ticket to the Sweet 16. I have a very special guest, a former Rocket, Trace Darrington, who we just watched the Kentucky ball game together. Trace is a journalism student, and this is his debut on the podcast. Trace, what'd you think about the Kentucky game?
Thank you, Chris. I was a big fan of the game. I think Mark Pope absolutely came up with a game plan where he really wanted to go at Illinois, where, you know, we've seen a lot of things in other games this year where we didn't rebound the ball very well. You know, we didn't, you know, get a lot of turnovers created, you know, from our defense. So I think he came out there and it implemented very well. You know, and I really want to jump into this really fast because he had such an amazing game. Kobe Brea came out there and played 36 minutes of basketball. That is insane. That is the most that he has played all year. And he ended up shooting a phenomenal 10 from 16 from the field, 3 for 8 from behind the arc. He had 23 points, 6 rebounds, 1 assist, and he had no turnovers, which was massive. You know, Kentucky did not turn the ball over very well, so I was so glad to see that. But one thing we didn't see is we didn't see a lot of freshmen play. But when the freshmen did go in there, they played their tail off. Colin Chandler was only in there for 18 minutes, and he ended up with 6 points and 3 steals, which was massive. And Trent Noah came in there, and he had 1 rebound, and he had 4 points, which was huge. And I really think that these guys moving forward are going to attack this with the same attitude that they did against Illinois into this next game.
Of course, the final score in the Illinois-Kentucky game was, 11-point final, wasn't it? 84-75. And Kentucky went into that game a 2.5-point underdog, so 2.5 points, and came out of it a big winner, led pretty much from the jump. And, of course, Travis Perry did not get to play in this game. We always do the Travis Perry report. Unfortunately, our local star didn't get in the game. Now, the Cats will be playing again on Friday. Do you have a start time on that, Trey?
There's not a start time yet, but they do already have Tennessee opening up as a 4.5-point favorite for the people that like to look at those lines. Mm-hmm. It will be played in Indianapolis, so I'm going to see a lot of Cats fans there in my head. So
two SEC powers going at it. Kentucky's played Tennessee twice this year during the regular season, got the best of them both times. So what's your prediction on this one, Trey?
Well, I think we're going to have to go at it like we did the second time. You know, we was down Jackson Robinson, and then we was down Lamont Butler towards the end of that game, and we ended up coming away pretty great with huge performances from Owe and Brea. So I think we can continue to do that, and I really think we have to go and watch Tennessee's last game and see how they handled UCLA. They shot a lot of threes that game. Lanier has been playing very well. So I think we're going to have to see a lot of defensive step up to really throw Ziegler and throw Lanier off their game, and I think we can be successful again.
All right. Well, speaking about stepping up, great job, Trace, here in your debut on the podcast, future multimedia guy, and great job, man.
Thank you.
And that's a wrap on this morning's program. We'll catch you again on Thursday. This has been Chris Evans reporting for the Crittenden Press.